I'll hardly worry about safe. I'm worried about just signing
him. Remember that time I winged Dan in the head with a Subway sandwich and it actually hurt him? That was good times.
Yeah.
Memories.
But it's just,
as long as we're talking with assault by sandwiches.
Yeah, I'll think assault stories instead.
Hell yeah.
Run into the law.
Yeah, let's do that.
Run into the slaw.
Okay, so Dave, we're going to go with you first. So just talk and I will figure it out.
So my name is Dave Wheeler. I am part of a theater group with Dan and AJ, who are both here, called the Coyote Coldstone Company. And we were doing a play that we wrote and produced ourselves called America the Show. And I totally winged Dan in the head with a three-day-old Subway sandwich, which was actually just, I think, a loaf of French bread. And I didn't draw blood, but he made a funny sound. I didn't draw blood, but he made a funny sound?
Yes, that was... So now we get to do the funny one where I try to fix stuff and do this at the same time.
And I'll break in with the birthday story because I had to actually try to think of mine a little bit just to recall exact events. But my 21st birthday was in Green Bay where I was going to school. And with that, the weekend before we were here in Minneapolis because there was a newspaper convention going on and I was part of the newspaper at the time. So we all drank there because that's what college trips are for. And by the time we got back, my birthday was on a Monday and everyone was hungover from the week. The weekend that just passed, so no one wanted to go out. So the only people that went out were my girlfriend at the time, who is Kara with a K instead of
a C.
Yeah.
This is Kara with a C.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie,
oh wait, no, I just said that wrong. It's Kara.
Oh, there you go.
How long did you date her?
Oh, many. God.
Obviously, not long enough.
Moving on.
No, I was so paranoid about saying it. I thought I was going to say it wrong every time I said it to you. I thought I was going to say Kara instead of Kara, and here I did it backwards.
Yep.
Go figure. So she came out, and then another one of my friends came out as DD, and then roles reversed once we realized that it was only going to be two guys. So then it would have quickly turned into one because Kara didn't drink that much.
Wow.
So it switched, and there was only one bar open because it was a Monday, and it was called Liquid 8, and it was just a horrible, horrible, gross hole in the wall. Still is. It almost like
this
passing, passing,
to you by.
Yeah, passing for a biker bar. So with that, we go in there, and there are only three guys down on the end of the bar, and they're all bartenders.
Oh no!
And so I accidentally let it slip that it's my 21st birthday.
Wah,
shit.
Wah.
So. You know, we get a couple drinks. I try a couple things that I've always wanted to try but couldn't because of availability, which I found out that Long Island iced teas are really gross.
Yeah.
Or at least the ones there were really bad because I gave up on them immediately. But then these bartenders started buying me shots, and they bought me the Three Wise Men, which is Jack Daniels, Jim Beam, and Jose Cuervo. But the mistake was they were supposed to give it to me in a double shot glass, layered. No, it was three shots.
Sucker.
One, two, three. And so they got me a few of those, though I only remember the first one.
It was the army of wise men.
Yeah. And some whiskey, the Knot. Not K-N-O-T, the Knot. And so I remember having one of those and one of the sets of wise men. And then apparently I had many, many more sets of wise men and actually got kicked out of like the shithole of Green Bay. Yet I was able to do it.
Yay, Dan!
And of course, you know, drunk February Green Bay. That was an adventure to make it back to just the car. Apparently
it's cold yet wet.
Yeah. Ugh. But yeah, and it looks like my levels are good, so AJ, you can go next. So you can force yourself to prop
sit up.
I don't really have any good alcohol stories that I'm willing to tell. If you want to tilt it up, you can get it more pointed toward your face.
I really don't have any alcohol stories I'm willing to tell, but...
you could say a phrase and a lot of inside jokes will...
Yeah, New Year's.
There we go.
Hey, okay. Following with Dave's story, I too have actually beaten Dan up with bread. This was also during America the Show, at which point I was always hungry, and my character, hence, was always hungry as well. Not that that's really changed much, because I'm still always hungry. But Steve, our friend Steve Kinnicky, not Frank, who's here with us now, and Dave came back from intermission with a Subway sandwich, which, as already stated, was just a hunk of bread that we had had for like...
It was the whole
like 3
show.
Or 4 weeks, I'm going to say. Yeah, it was a long time. And
Rock
at one point, things got kind of heated between Dan and myself. Well, not really heated, but...
No, but it did turn into it.
It did, yeah. We were playing heated, and then all of a sudden it got heated, and I just started beating him with this loaf of bread I happened to have in my hand. And there were crumbs everywhere. There were a lot of crumbs, and by the end of it, we had to go back and buy a new loaf of bread, because I absolutely destroyed this one on Dan's head.
Yeah, you were the one who got me right over the top.
Yeah,
you
just
know what,
clobbered
though?
Him.
That's revenge. Because the first time I ever did a show with Dan, he had me get smacked in the face with a loaf of French bread. And no, it was not a fluffy baguette with a nice crust. No, this was a freaking pipe of carbohydrates
intentionally stale
that had sat around, and I believe it was Sarah Levy.
Yeah, certainly.
Cracked it across
you.
The side of my head and drew blood from that stupid chunk of fucking stale bread.
I'm pretty sure that you actually got your revenge when you smashed your syrup-covered hand into Dan's face every night.
Every night.
Yeah. That was nice. And sticky.
And mean.
But that's...
Hey, he wrote it.
Okay, so Frank, now it's your turn. I've been recommending about 3 to 4 fingers away from the mic, so you want to just get right up in there.
Probably right about there.
But you can move the mics forward a little bit, but obviously this whole bass is a weight, so it will go down.
Right, so I don't want to bother the bass.
No, but so yeah, you want to get up as if you're doing stand up. You're about this far away. Cool. But go ahead.
Tell some sort of story.
Don't.
I'm not going to burp in the mic. Don't worry about it. I hope I'm not going to burp in the mic. No, I didn't have a whole lot to do on my 21st
birthday. Closer.
Oh, I didn't have much to do on my 21st birthday. Well, that's close enough.
Stop moving.
Yes.
One of us.
No, on my 21st birthday, I didn't really have all that much to do. It was like a Thursday night, and so they have these $5 wristbands at the Brothers Bar down in La Crosse, and I'm not a big bar guy. And so, I mean, the idea of going down there to just get a free beer was not an attractive idea, but it's $5 wristbands and you get a free beer. So we all went down there and it was just kind of dead. We ended up sitting in the corner for a really long time, and then I wanted to ring the bell when it hit, you know, like birthday time, and they give you this big cowbell that you run around the building with ringing because you're 21, and then you get your beer and you get this mug that says Brothers Beer or Brothers Bar on it. And so I'm running around the entire bar, and I get to this kind of clump of people off in the corner, and I don't really know how to stop. It's a little slippery, and I can't really figure out how to get past this big guy. When I just kind of run into him between his girlfriend and him, and I'm just like, I'm so sorry. And he's this big guy, and he doesn't exactly look friendly. He looks down at me, and he looks at the bell, and he goes, 21, eh? I'm like, yeah, I kind of rang the bell feebly in his face. I was like, He's like, all right. Here's one on me, and he just bought me a shot right there. And no, that was like that was pretty much the end of the night for me.
A cowbell and a shot.
It's a reasonable
ending. The most exciting
ending.
Thing that happened to me. I ended up I got asked if I was the DD at one point, so you can see how exciting that was for me and my friends.
True,
but
memories.
How the levels on?
You're good. You want to stay at about that distance if you can. Good. It's yeah. It's because we're a lot of low toned voices, so it only picks up certain frequencies.
Listening, if you have bass, turn that mother up.
That works.
just for all of our voices.
Yeah, because I have a really gravelly high or low voice.
Hey,
Mama really likes it when they talk low.
I don't think
It's really contradictory considering the times I've seen that man rock a dress on stage.
So very true. So very true. Okay, so what we're going to do is, now that we have all of that as a bonus track for us, I'm going to open the show, and we're going to go with standard podcast rules. Don't start speaking until I say, and this is, and fill in a name, so it's, people can associate a name with a voice immediately.